We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dr. William Sove is with Greenbrook TMS, Mental Health. You hear them on WRVA pretty frequently. And Dr. Sove, we wanted to have you on to kind of talk through this. What's your assessment? What are you all hearing, being on the front line of dealing with mental health issues? Are people dealing with this well, or are we seeing an uptick in mental health concerns that you would have expected if we were talking about this a month ago? What do you think?
Well, first of all, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm glad you're here.
That's probably a multi-part answer. When it comes to people, like human beings in general, dealing with stressors, the first thing that I would point out is that more people than not will be likely to deal with stressors with strength and resilience. Mm-hmm. Right? That is the human condition. The world has not exceeded 7 billion people because humans are fragile. So more people than not, when things like what's been going on is going on now, people feel bad. That does not necessarily mean that people should expect a bad outcome for themselves. That said, particularly those who are already suffering from depression, who might be suffering from anxiety, then it would be fair to say that all the stress in the world adds 10-15% to what was already difficult to live with, and that might bring on some extra problems that people weren't expecting.
I'm loath to bring up statistics when it comes to suicides, but are we aware of an uptick here? Or are people stressing out to the point where they take their own lives, or do we not have enough data to make some judgments about that?
I would say not enough data at this point. That whether or not there's an uptick, that's probably going to be what they call a lagging indicator. Mm-hmm. So one way or another, if there is an uptick, we're not going to know that until a little bit later. Okay. So I haven't heard anything like that yet so far, but that's a good question to ask again later.
Yeah. What advice are you giving to your clients and to the general public if they are beginning to worry? April 1st is coming. Within that first 2 weeks, the mortgage, the rent is due, and maybe they have lost their job, or they're about to lose their job. They know that things aren't the same, and that stress begins to build. And with the president kind of having to recalibrate the end of this thing, at least with the shelter-in-place order being extended for another 2 weeks, that doesn't provide any relief. What do you do?
Well, number one, going back to people who may already suffer from depression, anxiety, the first thing I would tell them is that we're open, and I don't want anybody to think that they can't contact us at Greenbrook, or that they can't contact any mental health professional that they would normally contact. Mm-hmm. Even the CDC recommended that mental health care continue as usual. And I would stress that mental health care is not an elective procedure, and no professional considers it that way. Most of us have opened up remote services. We just got that online at Greenbrook, so we're able to even have consultations with people who are nervous about leaving their house or would prefer at least some of the time to be able to avoid you know, coming to an office and be in contact with other people. We can even accommodate that, and I would say that most practices are doing that.
Is that talk therapy on the phone or video conferencing? Or
Video conferencing, and in some cases, maybe even talk therapy on the phone if video conferencing is not available. Mm-hmm. But the platforms to enable for video conferencing are pretty readily available now, mm-hmm. so that we're able to accommodate that pretty readily.
How do you know you need to make that phone call for some sort of assistance? I mean, I guess the obvious thing is if you're feeling hopeless and the end of the world is right upon you, then that you reach out for help. But for the average person who might just kind of be struggling along here, what are the triggers that you would look for?
Even before all this, I always answered that question when people asked me with one thing, which is that if you're wondering, you should call. That's the answer. It's my job as a psychiatrist to help people decide whether or not they need treatment or not. And I was trained to do that, and I'm thrilled to do that. But I never, ever, ever want to think of anybody who might need my care or the care of any other mental health professional sitting at home, white knuckling it, wondering if things have gone bad enough for them to make the call. It's usually not very difficult to have an initial consultation. And, I love giving people good news. If I can decide together with somebody that, they might have been having a tough time, but they're actually okay, that's my favorite thing to tell people. But if we decide together that someone does have something that requires treatment, well, then it's a great day because we can get after it immediately.
And probably good to go ahead and take those steps on the front end before anything else triggers them. Or, if these numbers rise this week and if that's what's stressing you out, go ahead and deal with it, early so that it's not lingering.
Yeah. The same as any medical condition, the sooner the better.
I appreciate it. Dr. William Sove is with Greenbrook TMS. They are here in Central Virginia, and you can find out all about them and their operation and their treatment options online. Just look up greenbrooktms.com. I really appreciate it, Dr. Sove. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.